Charlie Brown never got old, neither did Dennis the Menace. Hagar the Horrible still hasn't found his gentler side. Some comic strips resist change.
I have Camp Swampy as the camp that the Pentagon forgot.
When creator Mort Walker sent Private Beto Bailey to train for war, it was 1950, and it stayed 1950 for half a century. Beto rides in Jeeps instead of Humvees and fires vintage artillery, not missiles. Even Walker felt it was time for an upgrade. Today, a new character joins Beto Bailey, Sergeant Snorkel, and General Halftrack in the Camp Swampy ranks. Walker says an information technology officer has infiltrated the camp.
His name is Chip Gizmo. He works in the office, and of course his nemesis is General Halftrack, who's of my geekdom, the type of guy that I represent, that really is just completely mystified by it. It's almost like a foreign language to me.
Walker enlisted the help of Beto Bailey readers and top government and military information officers to develop the new character. As his name suggests, Chip Gizmo comes fully equipped with the latest gadgetry.
Beepers and cameras and GPS, you know, global positioning systems and recorders, radios, little television sets, you name it, you've got everything. I have one scene where he's just exploding into the air with everybody, all of his devices going off at once, you know.
So, will Chip Gizmo reform the Beto Bailey troop into an organized 21st century fighting machine? Not likely, Mort Walker says.
They're all going to try, and of course they're all going to fail.
Despite the best efforts of Chip Gizmo, Beto Bailey still will sleep through guard duty. Some things don't change.